For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. The Cayman Islands Civil Service pledges its support to the new government. With the new administration now in place, Deputy Governor the Honorable Franz Manderson outlined the service's commitment to delivering on the government's priorities. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has the details.
One of the obligations of a civil servant is to serve one government today with passion and conviction, and the next day serve another government with the same passion and conviction.
Head of the Civil Service, Deputy Governor the Honorable Franz Manderson, providing a glimpse into the role of the civil service during the transfer of power from one elected government to the next.
They have the full support of our civil service and the wider public service, that we will work shoulder to shoulder with them to allow them to deliver on their promises and to deliver their policy priorities in a timely fashion.
Mr. Manderson highlights the work done to prepare for the transition, from analyzing manifestos prior to Election Day to the development of options for the new government's organizational structure.
We did a lot of work leading up to the election. The team in my office, who I owe a great deal of gratitude to, analyzed manifestos, looked at how we can give the government some options for setting up our new organizational chart, developing ministries, and I think the government was impressed with the work that we did. I think they now have some really good information in which to make their decisions, and that's the job of the civil service.
The deputy governor says his team of 4,832 civil servants is ready to deliver. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Radio Cayman reported on Wednesday that lawmakers elected members of the Public Accounts Committee, Kenneth Bryan, Roy Tatum, Chris Saunders, Julie Hunter, Wayne Panton, and Roy McTaggart as chair. In addition, the MPs also set the Standing House Committee, which oversees the operations of Parliament. That group is made up of Catherine Ebanks Wilkes, Nicholas DaCosta, Heather Bodden, Roy Tatum, and Joey Hugh. They also elected members for the committee that will supervise the operations of the Office of the Ombudsman. House Speaker, the Honourable Ezard Miller.
I therefore declare that the Select Committee to oversee the performance of the Office of the Ombudsman shall be the member for Northside, the member for Georgetown South, the member for West Bay West, the member for Bordentown West, and the member for Georgetown West. Congratulations.
To clarify, that's J. Ebanks, Gary Ruddy, Julie Hunter, Chris Saunders, and Perlina McGall-Lumsden. You can rewatch Wednesday's proceedings on the CIG TV YouTube channel. Cayman Enterprise City publishes its 2024 socioeconomic impact assessment. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
The assessment highlights CEC's continued growth, showcasing a thriving community of 375 special economic zone companies, which underscores Cayman's robust business ecosystem and strategic position as a global hub for innovation. Special economic zone companies within CEC benefit from streamlined operational processes, including simplified company formation, fast-track employment certificates, and tax neutrality guaranteed through 2061, making the jurisdiction particularly attractive to global enterprises. From an economic standpoint, the report highlights that employment within CEC has increased significantly, contributing high-value jobs and wages averaging 67% higher than comparable local sectors. Additionally, CEC actively invests in workforce training and development initiatives, strengthening local talent pools to support long-term economic resilience and innovation. For global businesses evaluating Cayman as a strategic base, the report underscores key advantages, including Cayman's advanced infrastructure, strategic geographic location, robust regulatory frameworks, and reliable access to skilled international talent. CEC's socioeconomic initiatives have also demonstrated notable community impact, aligning closely with the Cayman Islands government's economic diversification and employment priorities. The report details ongoing investments in industry training, entrepreneurship, and mentorship opportunities, emphasizing CEC's commitment to social responsibility and sustainable development. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
To access CEC's economic impact assessments and Enterprise Cayman's annual reports, visit enterprisecayman.ky/reports. Real-time access to more data as the Cayman Islands National Weather Service announces plans to install 4 automatic weather stations across the islands.
we will finally be able to be getting live data from Kim and Brack and from Little Cayman and from out by the Frank Sound area, as well as down in Westby itself.
CINWS Director General John Tibbetts on Radio Cayman's The Buzz this week. He says along with a modeling server, which will provide greater insight for forecasters, they're also moving to a 24/7 operation and the move to a new building. It's a green light for an entertainment structure and some new food stalls. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more from the Central Planning Authority's April 16th meeting.
Imagine Cayman got a thumbs up on its application for an after-the-fact approval of an entertainment structure on Seafarers Way in Georgetown, just south of the Sandbar. The mobile entertainment structure features tables and seating split between two floors. The Central Planning Authority determined the application is compliant with the regulations, adding that, quote, the requirement to obtain a building permit with requisite inspections will address any, quote, safety concerns. An application for food stalls on Albert Panton Street in Georgetown was also granted conditional approval. That proposal is for a 581-square-foot single-story building addition that would accommodate three new takeout restaurants. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the full summary online at planning.ky. Learn all about Central Caribbean Marine Institute's efforts to research and restore the corals around Little Cayman as the Research Center hosts its next Reefs Go Live.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 2025 Reefs Go Live series.
Tomorrow's 10 a.m. live stream from under the crystal waters of Little Cayman will include results of the team's Darwin Plus funded project of mapping the endangered coral species at the island's dive sites. You can register for free at donate.reefresearch.org. The Department of Planning under the Ministry of Planning, Agriculture, Housing, Infrastructure, Transport, and Development affirms its commitment to community engagement through annual career fairs across public and private primary and high schools. A newly enhanced version of the department's model homes was unveiled, with its interactive display designed to educate students on key building concepts, construction standards, and code compliance. The model offers a hands-on learning experience that takes them through the details of residential design, from the foundation to the roof. Planning staff worked together to create five old Caymanian-style homes, reflecting the architectural heritage of the Cayman Islands. Through initiatives like these, the Department of Planning and the Ministry of Planning, Agriculture, Housing, Infrastructure, Transport, and Development hope to continue to empower the next generation with knowledge about building safety, sustainability, and the diverse career paths available within the construction and planning sectors. And that's your evening news for Radio Cayman. I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.